This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May treating you so far. Hard to believe we're turning the page on the double digits of the month. I feel like I'm a broken record when I say that, but time is just flying, isn't it? My name's Kate Delaney. If you've joined us for the first time, well, welcome. There's a lot of things to talk about, my friends, including the insaneness along the border, which will probably explode a little bit more because, of course, there are people that are making their way to the border. So much of that is because of the big push, the big scary headlines about the expiration of Title 42, and smugglers are using it to their advantage because they want to make some money. So they scare the crap out of people, and they get them to pay more money that they barely have because they're trying to escape gangs or violence or economic poverty with a chance to come to America. And that's going to create some chaos. The U.S.-Mexico border, I'd be surprised if it wasn't chaotic. I'd be happy if it wasn't. But I know some people in the Border Patrol, and I know they're preparing for that. And this is why there have been National Guards, people that have been sent to the border, too, to just help out. The prediction it is going to be chaotic. Even our president spoke with the Mexican president, Andres Manuel López Obrador, for about an hour on Tuesday to talk about the border. So restrictions have been in place since 2020 and allowed U.S. officials at the border to return people who are trying to cross over the border. Now that ends. So now there's a set of new policies that will clamp down on illegal crossings but offer migrants a legal path to the U.S. if they apply online, have a sponsor, and pass background checks. They're trying to make that change, but guess what? It's not orderly. It's not in place. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be chaotic. You got about 550 U.S. active duty troops that have been arriving along the border in the first group of military support ahead of that expected increase, which Thursday is the official day. And you have no idea. As much as we may talk about it here and there, and you listen to talk shows during the day, and they'll talk about the border and what the issues are and what's happening. It's not what's the conversation here. It's the conversation that is spread throughout Central America, South America, all over Mexico, other parts of the world, because knowing that this is the area that we're coming through, or they're trying to come through, the fear spreads, the panic spreads. I got to get there. Got to get my kid or kids, and we got to get over there before all of this happens because we want to get in. Right? We want to get in, period. All right, so we know that immigration, once we go through the 2024 campaign, and we're going to hear that. There's going to be a lot of ads that are going to be out there about immigration and policies on immigration, what we're not doing at the border, and when there are debates, that's going to be talked about. So we know that next month, the Florida governor, even though he's already thrown into the polls, Ron DeSantis, is expected to announce his candidacy for president on the Republican side. And he was asked during a Miami press conference if he'd build a wall and use the military against the cartels. He said yes and yes. He said, I've said publicly, I've always supported the wall just because it's such a big border. You can have border protection. You will never be able to have enough. Cartels will direct people where there's surveillance. So you have to have that. I think it's important. And he said, what I've told people publicly is if Joe Biden wants to get serious about that, give me a call. We had a situation where we had a hurricane come through Southwest Florida that knocked out a bridge going to Pine Island and severed the causeway to Sanibel in three different places. They weren't state bridges, but locals came to me and said, can you help because we're stranded? We can't wait 6 months. So that's the other kind of problems. We have too much bureaucracy. And he said it's understood that the cartels are running the show on the other side of things, and run the government in Mexico. It's totally corrupt. They're running people into our country. They're running massive amounts of fentanyl into our country. It's killing tens of thousands of Americans. It's killing people in Florida community. So the two things he talked about was getting serious about the whole hurricane thing and what happened there and how they just got, he just got something done. And so with construction and doing something, he said, give me a call because I know how you can do it because I've had to do it because I had to do it with this bridge situation with the hurricane, right? That people were stranded. So we figured out a way to do it and we did it in 3 days instead of 6 months. So we could definitely build a wall. That means, and we know this is going to be a lot of the convo. And so what happens now and how chaotic it does become over the next 6 months will be things that will be bounced around during the campaign, probably even just a little bit more. All right, there's an idea that's being floated because we keep hearing about the debt ceiling, the debt ceiling, the debt ceiling, the debt ceiling, and people keep asking about the debt ceiling. I get a lot of emails about it. Why can't they figure this out? And, I mean, this is the mantra I've been saying forever. We say it all the time. Listen, this is the job to do. Get the people on the budgetary committees. They get paid extra to be on the committees. Figure out ways around the roadblocks that we constantly have. But we have another roadblock, so that's what we're dealing with now at this point. The president did meet with Republicans and Democrats, key members, four altogether, which included, Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader. So Biden did confirm that he is floating the idea of utilizing the 14th Amendment to work around congressional gridlock on the debt ceiling. He talked to reporters on Tuesday, and he said that the theory has been backed, that you can raise the limit under certain circumstances, and I'm considering the 14th Amendment. I think it would be legitimate, but it would have to be litigated, and in the meantime, without an extension, it would still end up in the same place. So there is this argument about Section 4 of the 14th Amendment, which precludes the validity of the public debt from being questioned. So the argument is Congress set the debt up to fail when it first established a debt ceiling in 1917 because the limit forces the U.S. to stop borrowing to honor its debts if it's ever reached. So, I don't know. Using the 14th Amendment, that would be gimmicky and not really getting things done. But if they don't get anything done, he decides that's what he's going to do. That's what he's going to do. The House has proposed its Limit, Save, Grow Act of 2023 to solve the debt crisis. The Democratic-led Senate released an economic report condemning the proposal. Republicans are trying to make inroads to slash government spending in their proposal, and Democrats say that should take a backseat to passing a clean debt ceiling measure. So we're still at square one, is basically what you need to know after all that gobbledygook. Trump and his rape claim nixed. The woman who claimed rape, accuser though, did get $5 million for battery. That's what a jury said. What's that all about? We're talking about it next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Big news earlier in the day that the former president has been found liable for sexual abuse and defamation in the E. Jean Carroll case and has been ordered to pay $5 million in damages. The writer was awarded that Tuesday. They found that Donald Trump is liable for sexually abusing and defaming her while clearing him, though, of the rape claim. Carroll, who's 79, kind of held her head down as the verdict was read in the court, as it was described, nodded when she heard what they found in favor of her. She came forward with her allegations that he raped her in a Bergdorf Goodman fitting room in 1996. So questions now are about, will the verdict hurt Trump in his 2024 presidential bid because of some of the legal issue he faces? So it was a 9-person jury, 3 women, 6 men, that decided the case just after 3 hours of deliberating. And Trump wrote on his social media platform, Truth Social, following the verdict, "I have absolutely, in all caps, no idea who this woman is. The verdict is a disgrace, a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time." Speaking outside of the court, his attorney vowed to appeal the verdict and said he's firm in his belief, as many people are, that he can't get a fair trial in New York City based on the jury pool. Said, "I think one could argue that's an accurate assessment based on what happened to Day." And a reporter also asked Donald Trump's attorney if it would derail his run for president. And they quickly said, nope. In a statement through her attorney, Carol said she filed the suit against Trump to clear her name and get her life back. And she said, finally, the world knows the truth. So jurors rejected that claim in 22, the suit that Trump had raped her. They found him, while they rejected that claim about the rape, they found him liable for the sexual abuse, as I said. And so that's a wrap, and now it's going to be an appeal. And this was a 8 days of the trial spread over 3 weeks. The jury heard 11 witnesses, including Carroll, two other Trump accusers, and two pals who Carroll confided in the alleged attack. Trump didn't go to the trial, but the jury saw clips of his video deposition, and they didn't call any witnesses or present any evidence or any of that whatsoever. And, boy, it's just so many reporters outside of that courthouse. I don't even know how they could get out of the courthouse. I mean, to me, it looked like just a sea of cameras. I mean, I'm not kidding. There was probably 300 people deep. Maybe not that many, but it certainly looked like it was. And I think the key thing that happened to him here is the video deposition was played for the jury because of what he said in it, where he thought, because he had said, oh, that woman's not my type, but then in a picture of her where she looked exactly like his ex-wife, he kept saying, oh, that's my wife, Marla, you know, Marla. And so they used that to say, look, she was beautiful. Basically, that's what it was alleged, that Marla Maples was a beautiful woman, and this woman looked just like her at the time when that would have happened, right? So, you know, there you go. And this will just play out in the courts again. It'll play out as far as what happens with the appeal, because it's going to be appealed no matter what the outcome was. He said he was going to appeal it anyway. And now there's, you know, other criminal charges in connection with the payments to the ex-porn star, Stormy Daniels, and the former Playboy model. He's denying those charges. But these are all things that are hanging out there that are all being, that are all part of what's coming up. You know, the January 6th thing, that's that whole investigation that's still happening. Also the 2020 Georgia election after then losing to candidate Joe Biden. So these are all cases that are out there pending. This was a civil case. This was a civil case, not a criminal case. It is criminal what has gone on, I think. And again, this is, he's such an easy target because he makes himself an easy target. And this is now George Santos that we're talking about. That was another big thing that was being talked about. As I say, you know, what's being talked about in your neighborhood and mine? And these are things that maybe just passing conversation, but big enough because people look at Santos and they say that's what you want to avoid when somebody's running. That's the kind of candidate you do not want to elect. So the federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against the New York Congressman George Santos, who's had just a wacky, astonishing pattern of lies and bizarre fabrications about his entire life, really. And now it's about, he can't be ditched for that. He can stay in office. But when you get to the money part of it, that's where the rubber meets the road. So the exact nature of the charges, we don't know because it's sealed, but we do know it's going to be unsealed on Wednesday. That's when he's expected to appear in court. So while there have been some New York Republicans and top Democrats that have been calling on Santos to resign over what things have happened with the stories, that the tall tales that he's told, and he's not doing that. He said he was going to run for re-election, in fact. Now it's about these charges in this courtroom and what happens connected to campaign financing and what they determine there. In fact, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is saying he's going to look at the charges before determining if he thinks Santos should be removed from Congress. So now it becomes higher stakes there, too. He said, I'll look at the charges. And that means he is on very thin ice because of the serious allegations of the money. So the large chunks of money, what happened to that? What did that support? If there is a tie in there that can prove there were violations, that would bring it all come tumbling down then. And it would come tumbling down. McCarthy could make that decision, too, that there could be pressure there if he was, you know, if there was false information and they had him on it. It's the follow the money theory, right? You follow the money and you could come tumbling down the cliff. And that's what I think happens here. All right. You know, when you're a politician, it's about confidence. It's about polls. It's about getting elected and then reelected. What about Jerome Powell, who's the Federal Reserve chair? And now we've seen 10 straight months where the interest rates have been booted up, right? So there's a new survey that was done, a Gallup poll released, that shows 36% of U.S. adults say they have a great deal or fair amount of confidence that the Federal Reserve chairman would do or recommend the right thing for the economy. Confidence in the Fed usually follows the health of the economy. So to give you a comparison, in 2020, like in April of 2020, just a month after the onset of COVID-19 lockdowns, confidence in Powell was at 58%. That was the highest approval of any Fed chair. So you heard what I just said now. 36% is where it is at this point. Because look, inflation, the raising the interest rate, all of that, the politics of all of that, I think the confidence level is low when you look at the economy. And that's the thing. What happens in your wallet is what matters. You have mouths to feed, even if it's just your own. And when people are struggling, making ends meet, you know, that's where this becomes a much bigger deal. All right, this is a big deal. What would it be like to be 79 and be a dad? Robert De Niro has revealed he's become a father to his seventh child just months before his 80th birthday. He shared the news while he was promoting his upcoming comedy film about my father, which is going to be released later this month. He was asked during an interview about being the father of six, and he talked about seven. He said seven, actually. I just had a baby. He didn't say who the baby was with, but he did say he just had a baby. So who the mother is, he's supposedly dating a Tai Chi instructor after they met on the movie set The Intern back in 2015, but I cannot confirm that. But I can say that he did say he's just been the father of the seventh child. Wow, right before 80. Woo! He's going to have to live into his hundreds, right? I'll meet you on the other side.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden met with congressional leaders at the White House today to discuss raising the debt ceiling. Afterward, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said nothing positive came from the meeting.
Everybody in this meeting reiterated the positions they were at. I didn't see any new movement.
McCarthy says another meeting has been set for Friday. A New York City jury found former President Trump liable in a civil rape defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. Carroll claimed Trump raped her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. 1990s, allegations Trump has denied. The jury sided with Carroll and has awarded her nearly $5 million in damages. More interest rate hikes could be in our future. That's according to New York Fed President John Williams. He says policymakers remain focused on returning inflation to their target goal of 2% and said it'll take a while for the Fed's previous rate hikes to work their way through the economy. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Shapiro on the show here on America Tonight and in our author's corner because he writes and he writes and he writes and he's so sharp. This book is a really different turn from some of the others that he's written. It's called CF. And this is a man who we've introduced you to, as I've said before, we've had conversations. He retired from an engineering career that spanned over 50 years and he also spent time at a place that I loved, and I just realized this about him. He worked at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia. That was the first museum I ever went to, and I can remember walking through the heart. So he definitely has a penchant for writing and so many other things as well. He's produced 58 publications in technical literature. Wow. And, of course, on and on when it comes to books. Wilbur, thanks for coming on.
Okay, I'm happy to.
So tell us about CF and what the novel's about.
Okay. I had a grandniece who had cystic fibrosis. That's what CF stands for. And as she was a little girl, we got along very well. And her parents were noted microbiologists, and they always were at a university where they did research work and taught courses. When I knew Barbara, she was at the Cornell University. And then the parents, mindful of the needs of her daughter, would move to different universities, being closer to hospitals and medical facilities. So they went to Iowa, and then they ended up in the University of Washington in Seattle. Now, we separated. I went my way, and they went their way. So, and I didn't see Barbara for some 30 years. And then all of a sudden, on Facebook, who shows up but Barbara? Oh, it was, I would say it was almost a miracle. So we got together again, and we were communicating via the Internet, and everything was going along fine. Then I heard she fell off her bicycle. And she was having, she hurt some of her bones, and she was recuperating, but she was getting headaches. And then one day she had a tremendous headache, and that did her in. And it was like God giveth and taketh away. And it hurt very much.
Mm.
So I decided to write a book about CF, and I dedicated it to Barbara. And the book is about a girl called Nancy who had CF. And her mother, Marie, took care of her and watched her very carefully. And her father was very aloof, and he could hardly believe that he had a child that was sick. So, actually, her father never did anything with her, and eventually the parents divorced. Anyway, Nancy tried to go to school, but she had a coughing spell that almost did her in. So she had to be tutored. And she was tutored by one of the retired teachers. And they got along very well. But the teacher, Mrs. Austin, recognized that Nancy had the very good talent for writing. And Nancy did some writing for the CF publications, and then she was noted. She did so well that the newspapers asked her to write some articles, and lo and behold, she became syndicated with many newspapers. And her mission was to tell the world what it was like to have cystic fibrosis. And she did this, and after a while she wrote a book about it, which was very popular. And then all of a sudden, she got a lot of articles being sent by other people with cystic fibrosis. So she had a whole bunch of articles, and some of them were very good. So she formed a magazine, and it was called the CF Magazine. And the writers of the CF Magazine were all people who had CF. And then, well, she had the syndicated newspapers. She had a book. She had a magazine. The one thing that was missing was a movie. So she wrote a screenplay, which was accepted, and a movie was produced, and it was nominated for Best Picture. It didn't win, but it did entice many people to go to the movies, and all her work, all her work was so good that there were many contributions made to the cystic fibrosis organizations. And And as time went on, I forgot to tell you that along the way, she had a lung implant, which was a very difficult operation. So she did a lot of things, and a lot of good things. And then, as mostly of people do, she did pass away, and she was quite young when she did it. So I ended the book with a poem, which I will read to you now. We mostly are born free of strife, but some are born with an overhead knife. Can they overcome the vicissitudes of living? Many can, and make contributions that are fulfilling. I speak of the CF people who must fight to survive. Their organs need medications that researchers derive. Lungs are subjected to harmful abuse. There's no way to retreat and call a truce. Mucus is hard and sticky, and passage it blocks. Vibrate the body to loosen the mucus before it locks. But wait, a solution prevents the mucus catastrophe? Trikafta medications loosens the mucus and makes it lubrication free. Sooner or later, a lung transplant comes into view. A rigorous operation, very hard to construe. Perhaps it adds years to life, but you must fight your own system immune. No matter what, you're captured in the CF cocoon. Nancy demonstrated to the world what CF life was like. She did well and deserves a credit spike. However, she is gone after shortened years, and one cannot help the saddened tears. Now, the one good thing about CF research is the development of the triple drug called Trikafta. And what Trikafta does, it goes after the mucus that is very damaging, and it reduces it to the lubrication aspect of it, which is normal. So that's my story.
Wow, what a story. I mean, you took us all the way through it, and CF is very tough, and there are so many people in this world that have it, and your book shines a light on it, and your niece would be proud. CF is the name of the book. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Wilbur Shapiro, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Kate, for the opportunity.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joins us, and he's written a book called Live As Long As You Dare, A Journey to Gain Health, Vibrant Years, and it is it's a game changer, definitely. And we've talked to him in the past, and I'll tell you what, when you talk to Leonard, you feel like you can climb Mount Kilimanjaro. I'm serious. So Leonard, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate, for having me.
So this book, tell us about why you wrote it and what you want people to take away from reading it.
Well, I wrote it because I retired 5 years ago. I spent my career in the food industry, so I'm pretty well read on nutrition and diet and exercise and such and the impact those have on your health. And I looked around my friends and family and myself, too, and my conclusion was that these people were not very healthy and that they were on their way to an early demise that was totally unnecessary. So I started doing some research into it and read a lot. And what's wonderful about today is there's so much information available and much of it for free, although I had to pay for a lot of it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, there's so much information that we don't know about, and it shocked me, even as a career professional. So how can we expect, you know, regular people who don't deal with this stuff every day, are not deeply involved in the science of it, how can we expect them to be aware? And the answer is they're not. And, you know, the media does not do a very good job of educating us about information and studies that are out there. I hear all the time these conspiracy theories. Oh, well, you know, the drug industry doesn't want us to know that eating a high-fiber diet will reduce your blood pressure. Well, maybe they don't want us to know, but it took me 30 seconds to find that study on Google Scholar.
Yes, boy, it shows you. And your book is filled with gems like that. And one of the things I like that you talk about right from the get-go is to just I think people get overwhelmed, too, and they have excuses for why they can't implement something. And you say, just make a change a week.
That's right. But we look at ourselves where we are now, and we project where we'd like to be, and the gap is quite large. And we say, it's too big of a jump. I don't know how to make that leap. It's too far. So we end up doing nothing. And that's a big mistake. So the trick is, as you said, any big intractable problem, the way to solve it is to break it up into little pieces, make it easy, make it even a game, and add these little changes to your lifestyle. And I'll emphasize over and over again in my book, the fact that this is a lifestyle change, not something that you change for a week or a month or 3 months, not the exercise of the month club. No, this is something you're going to add these little changes to your lifestyle and then keep them there for the rest of your life. And whether you're 25 or 85, it doesn't really matter that much. Meaning there's something you can do. You can improve. You can get better. You can be better. And there's no reason not to try. And that's why the book is called Live As Long As You Dare, because you have to dare. You have to want to.
Yeah. I love that. You're right. I love that. Live as long as you dare. All right, so you're not going to tell us everything, but give us a couple of tips that people listening right now can, while they're waiting for the book to arrive at their house, that they can put to good use.
Okay. Well, I start the book off with attitude. Okay. It's very important to have a positive attitude and to have a vision. Regardless of your age, you should have a personal vision. And, you know, usually when we talk about something that's 2-3 weeks or a month, we don't call it a vision, we call it a goal. Okay, that's good. Have a goal. You need some goals for what you're going to accomplish in the next couple weeks, next month. How about the next year? How about the next 3 years, 5 years? How about 50 years? Okay, I'm 68 years old right now, and I tell my daughter I want to live for another 50, and she rolls her eyes, and then she watches me and what I'm doing and the impact it's having on my health. And now she's worried because she thinks I might actually do it. So you can do it. The point is, have a vision for where you want to go and what you want to achieve. If you have a longer-term vision, especially when you get older, like me, so at 68, I say, well, gee, I'm not going to take on that project of writing that book or taking that trip. It's too much. I'm too old for that. Well, if I don't have that, change it around and say, well, gee, I'm going to live another 20, 30, 50 years, 50 years. I got plenty of time. Why wouldn't I start writing that book? Why wouldn't I take that extra course? Why am I not learning how to speak French? Why not? And I emphasize in the book as well that the proper question for us at our age is not why anymore. Why was great when we were 5 years old? The right question today is why not? Why am I not doing this? So I start with there, attitude and vision and having a plan for where I want to, what I want to achieve while I'm here. And then we talk about activity and how to be active, productively active, not painfully active. Pain is usually a sign that we're doing something wrong. We should listen to our bodies when our bodies hurt. The reason why they hurt, don't just ignore it. But there's pain, no gain, nonsense. There's a teeny bit of truth to it when it comes to muscles. Meaning muscular pain is an ache. That's good pain, okay? But when your joints and are hurting, that's bad pain. You have to be able to differentiate between those two, and you don't want to go there. We want to be able to increase our capability every month, week, year, as opposed to allowing it to decline. Make it play. Make it fun. If you don't like doing something, you're not going to do it. So find an exercise or a routine that you actually enjoy doing. You're likely to do it much more. Talk about food. There's so much misinformation out there about food. Good foods and bad foods. Good diets and bad diets. And most of it is either obsolete or absolutely wrong scientifically. I won't go into all the details, but the biggest takeaway I would give you is that bigger issue for us is not what we eat, it's how much we eat. That's the bigger issue. I'm not saying that you should avoid sugar. Yes, avoid sugar. Moderate your carbs. Yes, carbs should be taken in balance with your activity level. If you're inactive, carb level, carb intake should be low. If you're very active, like a marathon runner, you better be eating bowls and bowls of pasta or you're literally going to starve yourself to death. So carbs in balance with activity, sugar as low as you can. We don't need any sugar, okay? And incorporate good foods that contain fiber and antioxidants into your diet. That's critical. And, you know, it's so easy to do. Turmeric is a very nice spice. It's mild, very high in antioxidants. Why not put a little turmeric in your oatmeal in the morning? Why not wear a cocoa powder, also very high in antioxidants? How about when you make that stir fry tonight with rice and whatever else you put, the vegetables, why not throw a tablespoon of turmeric in there? You can do it. When you make mashed potatoes, put some turmeric in it. Or if you're making mashed sweet potatoes, put some turmeric in it. That's just one example. You can add turmeric to your diet and keep it there virtually every day for the rest of your life. And it's not hard, not painful, and actually it's fun. It's delicious.
Wow, so that's
actually,
great
we have to take care
tip.
Of ourselves. We have to learn how to take care of ourselves in ways we've never done before. I call it extreme self-care. You start by observing. Look at your body. Look in the mirror. Look on the scale. Listen to it. How does it feel? Observe. And then be aware. What does that mean? What is my body trying to tell me? Okay? And then do something about it. Okay? If I have a little too much belly fat, okay, what can I do about that? Let's go find out. There are some steps you can take, actually fairly easy ones, that will help you get rid of that. It doesn't happen overnight, and that's, you know, part of the problem. People expect you to do those. Well, it's not going to happen. It took a long time for that belly fat to get there. It's going to take a little while to get rid of it, but you can do it. The trick is to break it up into little pieces, stick to the game. I give the readers 101 little changes that you can make in your life, in your lifestyle, that are going to improve your health, help you live longer and healthier.
Oh, I love that. 101 little changes.
And I
yeah.
suggest making one change a week. Not hard. It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just, it's you got to get that mindset. So good. So good. And it's a perfect time for people to do this because we start to assess what's going on in our lives as we get to the beginning of the next year. And here we are at this point. So this is a great time for this. Again, the book is Live As Long As You Dare. I think you're going to live to be, who knows how old, Leonard. A Journey to Gain Health, Vibrant Years. For sure. Like I said, you can get it on Amazon or B&N, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Leonard, thanks so much for coming on again.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me. All the best and live as long as you dare, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for listening to this conversation. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.